as we think about ways in which we are witnesses, a witnessing community, I think one of the ways that we are called to is to be salt and light in our world, in our communities. And I'm going to invite Mark Tucker and Katie Moeller to come up now and share with us an exciting opportunity for our church and others to be just that.
We are called to be salt and light, and some of us in this church and also combined with several families from South City Church have been working on trying to make this a reality for our children. I was talking to Hervey Woodson the other day, and we were talking about children's ministry, and he said there's very little things that are more important in a church than the ministry to our children. And I told him he was preaching to the choir, and it's true. I believe this very strongly. And Alice and I believe this also applies not only to our church, but also to the education of our children. And so that's what Katie and myself and Ann Woodard and several other families from South City Church have been working on for the last couple years. We desire to see God doing a work in the city that is good and that is exciting and that talks about the gospel. And one of the grave problems, one of the serious issues in the city, in St. Louis City, is the education program. Most of you know there have been riots, there have been, or at least there have been many displays of frustration and anger in the city by not only parents, but also by children and students in St. Louis that have been frustrated with what has been going on. The education program in St. Louis is fallen, and it's got a lot of problems. And some of us live in the city, and we're not excited to send our children to the educational program in the city. So we have been asking ourselves the questions and praying, what can we do? What can we do not only for our children, my boys, but for those around us? And this is not against public school. I know that the Lord does call families to send their kids to public school. The Lord, each family has to decide, what is God calling you to do with your children? And we feel uncomfortable in the city sending our kids to the public school system at such a young age. And so what do we do? Not only for our children, but also those around us. What can we do to provide education for the immigrant families in our city? Or for families that may not be able to afford a private school education? And so for the last 2 years, we have been meeting together regularly. And at some point in the last 2 years, we actually just called ourselves a board. And we've spent many, many hours planning and preparing and praying and pleading with people to give to make this a reality. And we have started, and we're starting this fall, a school, South City Community School in South City, St. Louis. And it's our intention is that it would be a school not only for our children, but for those around us, underprivileged families. It's a wonderful thing, but it's overwhelming. And there have been many very anxious conversations, many hours spent in front of a computer, talking with each other, meeting together. And we believe that this was, at each point, the Lord has showed us to keep going, to keep going, keep going. And this fall, our intention is to open the doors. And we've actually already hired a woman to be our headmistress. So we're very excited. Her name is Rebecca Brown, and you all, I'm sure, will get to know her soon. She'll be moving here in about 2 weeks. And so be praying about that. So South City Community School is what our plan is. It's what our objective is, to help the Lord bring the gospel. Again, we believe that the Lord does call people to send their children to public school and to homeschool, so we're not against that. But at the same time, we believe and we strive for an education for our children that at the very, very foundation, whether it's science, mathematics, English, that at the very foundation, the gospel would be there, the very worldview that God is real and that God is the creator of all things. And from there, those subjects would grow and be taught from a Christian perspective. Katie is going to share a little bit about our philosophy of education.
It's a little terrifying being up here. I once passed out doing a math problem at the chalkboard, so I hope Mark doesn't have to catch me today. Our philosophy of education is based primarily on the works of a woman named Charlotte Mason, who was a 19th century British educator. And if you would like to know more about her, you can read about her in a book called For the Children's Sake by Susan Schaefer McCauley. And maybe many of you who homeschool or know of homeschooling families may have heard of this book. Her philosophy emphasizes many things. She wrote 6 volumes, I believe, so I'm going to condense it into 2 sentences. She believed strongly in the dignity of the child as an image bearer of God, and that is something that is really important to us to bring to the children to this school, that they understand that they have great dignity because of who created them. And Charlotte Mason also believed in small class sizes and a broad and varied curriculum. For example, foreign language would start very early, and almost anything you can think of, an emphasis on nature, on taking the kids outside and having them, especially in the lower grades, have lots of time to play, both in a structured atmosphere and to find ways to do this differently and on their own. She believed in a structured and disciplined atmosphere, but an atmosphere that is nurturing to the child. She also believed in great parental involvement, which growing up in the public schools myself, my parents had no, it was in Switzerland and they didn't understand French anyway, so they couldn't really help me or talk to my teachers. But every parent who sends their child to South City Community School will have to sign a parental contract and be involved quite a bit in the school. And not lastly, but the last thing I'm going to note is the importance of the family, church, and community in educating the child. It's not just the school's responsibility. Obviously, as Christians, we believe that the parents and the community have a great part in this as well. If you want more information about the school, there's a table set up in the back with works on Charlotte Mason, sample school schedules. You can sign up to receive information. We are looking for teachers for pre-kindergarten and first grade. Pre-kindergarten and kindergarten. Our headmistress, Rebecca Brown, will be teaching the first grade for right now. And just so you know, these positions are part-time. They're half-day positions. We'd also really appreciate your prayers for the students that will come and the parents involved. We pray that they would be the students and parents of God's choosing. And we hope and pray that they are from a great, diverse section of our city. Exciting news for us. We're probably, hopefully on Tuesday, voting on our location, which presently is not exactly in South City. It's located at Third Baptist on Grand. I think that's north of Lindell.
Yeah, north of 40.
North of 40. It is a temporary location for right now. We have looked at other churches in the Tower Grove Park area. Mark and Ann Woodard have done a lot, and others on the board have done a lot in that area. But so far, nothing has come up there for right now. But we are very excited about this location. And I'd lastly ask for prayer for our very small board. There's only 5 of us at the present. And other than Mark, we are either pregnant, trying to get pregnant, or about to have children very soon. And it's just a lot of work, as I'm sure probably many of you can guess or have experienced yourselves. We do have a website, www.sccommunityschool.org. So again, if you'd like to talk to any of us after church, Ann Woodard, Mark, or me. Love to talk to you. Thanks.
Just in closing, to emphasize, we do need money. That is another thing. Because we know that many families that we hope to minister to cannot afford an education, and education does cost because we have small teacher-to-student ratio. We are in the process of raising money to provide scholarships for families that would not otherwise be able to afford this. So that's another way that you may be able to help. And we also are taking enrollment right now for families that may be interested, whether they live in the city or even outside of the city. We consider anybody a viable student. So, thank you.